Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say hello to my guests, north to south, east to west, and all the people listening across the globe in the 33 countries that are tuning in each and every week to support a sister. Now, our guest tonight, if you want to talk to her, don't be bashful. Just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and I will open your mic. Otherwise, you can stay in the background, but I just want to say hello to my friend Angie Smith in New Jersey. Just moved to a house recently. Kudos on that. I want to say hello to a friend of mine down here in Alabama named Pete Nettles. And everywhere I go, I got some new friends. So you know who y'all are. I can't mention all of you. But before I get on with my guests, I want to say, how you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. I'm doing fine. Enjoying my Friday.
Oh, that's wonderful, baby. This has been a week, this whole week, no AC. And that's the third guy that came out, and they haven't got it fixed yet. So I'm kind of like, you know, whew, this conversation is going to make it even worse because we're going to talk about grandma and her sex toys. So don't be bashful because we know a lot of y'all freaks out there. Don't act all cute because now you're into the church because once you did something, you might have repented. But you still got the knowledge and you still got the skills. What you do with it is on you. Without further ado, this phenomenal woman, Mrs. Teresa Patton. How you doing, sugar?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm glad. I'm good because, you know, this show is no censorship. You know, this is for the grown and sexy. So don't get offended. Don't be saying when you stand in church. Did you hear what Sister Lyle said on the radio show? We all got a story to tell. And be bold enough, I'll tell you a story too. So, hey, you know, girl, Teresa, I am so glad that you're honest and you're sharing this information because you know and I know why this kept. Every female might not have as many toys, but they had one coming up. They had a toy. Am I right or wrong, Teresa?
Oh, that's right. Everybody needs one. But once
that's
you
right.
use one, then you want a variety.
Yeah, well, I had a variety. Girl, you a virgin, and all you hear all these stories and stuff, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, the first thing you think, well, I don't want to appear stupid when I get with, you know, my husband, ex-husband at that time, you know. So you want to feel like you know something. Not with them still is no jack, but you know something? I've been to parties like this before. Girl, I bought some people toys, too, that would never own up to it. And I'm not going to say their name because they're no longer with us, but hey. I know everybody, but I sleep, okay? So what do you think about that, Teresa? Because, you know, I don't think that women go to those parties where you can buy toys and stuff without having that little freak gene in them, right or wrong.
Right. You should go to a party because I tell you, when you walk into a store, you really don't know what the toys do for you, or you don't know what the creams or the gels do for you. You don't know what you're buying. If you go to a party, or even now we're going to put our company online and we're going to have a live demo in a couple months, and all you have to do is push a button and somebody will be there talking and describing every item we have.
Yeah, that's good. And people out there, you know, they got this motion lotion that tastes good, but when you're blowing, like, that stuff gets
yeah.
out. And everything, you got to be careful where you put it, you know. You know something, Teresa? A lot of people, they are afraid to go to the adult shop. Yeah, I used to be a security in an adult shop when I lived in California, you know, and it was not a good job because other than being security, I had to go back there and clean up them people. And, you know, people, you know, they'd be, you know, doing their business and I had to clean it up. But, you know, I learned a lot about different toys out there. And, you know, for y'all who want to be all, you know, little goody two-shoes and stuff, they even got edible underwear to sex up your marriage. You know, it's getting all boring. Go get you some edible underwear and say, hey, baby, get off this licorice. Keep on going until the string runs out. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I'll tell you, yeah. There's so many different items in there. And the one thing that people don't understand about it is we're not there to take the place of your partner. We're there to help you and your partner climax, or if you're having any sexual problems. But we're there to enhance your relationship. We don't want to take up the place of a man. We want to enhance your relationship with your partner, whether it be a man or a woman or two women or two men. You know, we're just there to enhance that. Everybody needs a little bit of help.
You know, and that's true, because everybody is not built the same way. Now, I'm just going to say some of the guys, you know, everybody is not blessed to have a lot of stuff, you know, and every woman is not blessed to have a nice, tight cushion, you know, and so sometimes you need something to help you out, you know, and, you know, I know so much about this skill you're talking about, because I was even part of a swingers group where I was the president. So, you know, but I tell people, you know, don't judge me by me being a Christian, because that was my past. But lo and behold, let a man come in my life now. Ooh, he's going to be so lucky of the things that I know how to do. Okay.
And that's true, too. I mean, you know, sex isn't everything, but it has a lot to do with your relationship. And people are so shy. And you can't be shy when it's one-on-one. You got a husband or a wife or a partner. There's nothing to be shy about. Try everything. Make yourself feel good and make them feel good.
Somebody else will come along and steal that person from you.
Yeah. Somebody's, if you don't want to do it, somebody around the corner will.
Yeah, I'll be the clean-up woman. Hey.
Well, when you were talking about...
Stop talking to you. I'm gonna
you were talking about... You were talking about those lotions and stuff, and we do have lotions that, like, we got a hard-on cream that if your husband can't get hard, or your boyfriend, or he needs a little help, it certainly works.
Yeah, so he don't have to take that Viagra. He can just put that lotion on it, and bing, it gets hard.
Yeah, it gets hard, and it lasts for a long time. And then we got lotions that you put inside women that when you're having oral sex, it might not taste great at first. You put this lotion inside of you, you can taste like a strawberry, you can taste like a cherry. You can have any flavor you want.
Yes, girl. Or even you can just go to the Dollar Tree and get some pop rocks and put some pop rocks in your
That's
mouth.
Right.
And you can give your man some pleasure. That stuff would be... He'd be saying, what is going on? This thing is like, when you got the bet, he's going to keep your number. I'm just saying,
you know, I heard that you can do an ice cube the same way. If you put an ice cube in your mouth and then you get...
Girl, I'm going to come to steal all the sex things. I've been there, done that. And this one guy told me, he said, dang, I thought that was only in magazines. I didn't know you could really do that. Yes, you can. But you know,
yes, you can.
Is I learned about this stuff is because being a virgin and everything, I didn't know nothing. You know, I just thought just lay at it, my ex-husband do what he do, get it over with. And then I realized when he cheated on me that it's because I wasn't experienced. I was very naive, a little preachy girl. And so I moved my honey from Baltimore to California. So I didn't want to be nowhere near the people at church could say, you know, the preacher's daughter, So I joined a swingers group. I became a security at an adult shop. You know, I was living my best life, and I learned some things. And then after I got it to be a skill level, not just doing it, you know, I wanted to do it as a skill level because I said, I will never leave the guy because I'm inexperienced. Not ever again. And so now, you know I got the right stuff. I know what I got. I know what I'm working with. Hey.
But some people are so embarrassed about that. You don't have to be embarrassed about sex. And I was the same way. I was a 17-year-old virgin and got married, and my husband cheated on me the same way, and I didn't know what I was doing.
I was 17 and a half when I got with my husband the first time and then got married at 18. But, you know, he said he cheated because I didn't know what to do sexually. I said, you're a knucklehead. You could have taught me because you had a clean slate. But, you know, people talk about you when you talk about sex. like, oh no, you're supposed to talk about sex. You know, how do you think you got here? Let's all keep it real. You might have gotten to the stage where for whatever reason in your life you choose not to do it. But you know, I'm not trying to die, you know, and still got some good years in me and not do nothing. Because the Lord, He wanted us to have these emotions and these feelings, or He wouldn't have put them in us, you know? You can't appropriate if we don't have the sensation that turns us on. Come on, man. Don't be trying to interpret the Bible to fit what you want to fit. But, you know, I'm not ashamed that I love sex. I got no control, though, not to be having it because I believe that, you know, I'm waiting for that right man to do it the right way. Because, like I said, girl forgot, I'm an A student. I'm an honor roll student. Hey.
Well, I didn't do oral sex.
I know you are.
I didn't do oral sex until I was 30.
Okay,
I was 30 years old. I was before I did oral sex because I didn't believe in it. I thought it was bad. Nobody taught me either.
Yeah, that's because you know in my family, damn, when you do anything, they think all of that is immoral. But you know something, everybody do what they want to do. But as far as that oral sex go thing, I am not. I promise you, I am not going to sit there and put that in my mouth and swallow it. I don't need protein like that. I'll be starting up with it. No, I'll keep that thing out of my mouth. No. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we got to let Chris jump in there. I forgot he was up here with us. Chris, you got to ask me some questions.
My first question is, out of all the toys that you have, which one is your favorite? What are your favorites?
The favorite toy that I have is called a wabbit, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have heard about the wabbit, but what's so good about it is it can work your clit, it can work your pussy, and it can work your asshole all at the same time. You'll have a triple climax, and it does everything. That's the favorite one of all.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, so people, make sure you know that when you're using toys, and for people who are naive as young, you know, because it should be nobody on this that's under 18 because this is for the grown and sexy. You know, if you're using toys, just like if you're just using your penis and you penetrate my vagina, do not go and penetrate her anus and then go to her vagina because you're going to bring that fecal bacteria and she's going to wind up getting an infection and then she's going to turn around and give it back to you. And that's how sometimes people get urinary tract infection, and, you know, you can't do that. You know, if you want to go in the butt, stay in the butt. You know, if you're going to go to the vagina, you know, go there first. And then if you go to the back door, you can't go from one to the other because you're going to mess up something down there, you know. And
that's why a lot of people use the toys for the back door and not the penis, because they put the penis in the front and the toy in the back, and then you don't have to worry about transferring that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like to think that when they strapping on penises, it's because it's for two women. Wrong answer. Because, you know, like I said, I lived the life when I was in California, you know. I knew this one guy, very alpha male, da-da-da-da-da-da, married. We all friends at work, worked at the nuclear plant, you know. And this guy talking about he wanted somebody to butt at him, you know, and he wanted somebody to be hard and mean. I said, why don't you ask your woman? He said, well, because she ain't going to do it right. She ain't too, you know, soft and everything. Man, that just turned me straight on, man. I got this control issue. I strapped that shit on. I told them to get on. I was so excited, man. I loved it. And I was just talking hard, you know what I'm saying? And he loved it. And I was like beating that ass, man. You know, like, oh, my God, you know. I was getting hot and thinking about it. Okay. Tell me something about your shows and about what you did as a freak, because one freak know another freak.
Well, you know, we all can be freaks in the bedroom at one time or another.
That's right. So as all 40-40, like, you don't do it no more. You might not do it, but you didn't lose the skill.
That's right. How about you, Chris? How do you like everything? Are you open sexually?
Yeah, I think so far I think I'm open sexually.
That's great.
From where I am now, I think I am.
That's great.
But you know, people need to understand nothing is wrong unless you make it feel wrong. Because
that's right.
When you're in the atmosphere of someone that you're with, you got feelings for, your job should be trying to please that person, you know, and vice versa. You know, now, I can understand some people have issues about sex toys and things like that because some people have used it to abuse them with, you know, like sucking in them when they were babies and ruined them, you know. We ain't talking about that perverted.
Yes.
Kind of,
no. We're talking about adults.
Yeah.
You got to be talking about adults. And what two consenting adults do, it can't be wrong. If both of you are consenting, nothing's wrong.
Not just all three. You know, as a menagerie twice going on around here, too. You know, or three, if you all can.
Or three, that's right. Or four. You know, whatever your choice is. But I really think that some people get ashamed or embarrassed about certain sexual and they don't want to talk about it. But nothing can be wrong if people all agree with what they're doing, even group sex. It can't be wrong. If everybody's agreeing and everybody's having fun, who are we to judge that? Who are we to judge?
The quiet is kept. You know, back in the day when I was having my own group, you know, what I made sure was everybody who was part of my group, they had to get a physical. I didn't have to show the paper that everybody was clean, had to get lab work, you know, and they could only mess with people in the group or their spouse. It wasn't like you could mess with your spouse, people in the group, and somebody you don't know nothing about. No. You know, and that was interesting to me because at the time I was trying to figure out what it was about sex I didn't know because my ex-husband had cheated on me. But once I found out and got familiar, I learned it like it was a skill set. It wasn't just doing it. Because some people think they're having sex just because they lay there and somebody's doing a missionary on top of them or they turn to the side and they do the scissors. They think they're doing something when they're on their knees. It's a whole lot more to that. You know, the one thing people don't understand about sex, the main thing about sex is the foreplay. You got to make that man or that woman feel like they are so special. You got to take your time when you're picking your tongue and you're going all the way down over this certain spot and you're touching them with feathers and all other kinds of stuff and you're playing little games. I put a little scarf around your neck and everything, you know, and she's going to work. So I'm just saying, man, my group, it grew so big, I had to stop. It was getting out of control. People were getting jealous, like, well, why? Come on now. We don't need no rhetoric, but, you know.
Right.
Tell us about the prices of your toys. What's the going price and what's the favorite seller?
Well, I'll tell you, the toys run anywhere from $9 to $50 or $60. We don't have the big expensive ones. We figured the one that's $40 does just as good as any of the other ones that you see in the stores that's very expensive. So our average is $30, but they run between $9 and $50. And like I said, and you know, in a couple months, we're going to open up on the Internet, and we're going to tell you about the lotions and tell you about the toys so you know what you're buying instead of walking into a store.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to go on the Internet and shop. But, yeah, you know, they'll just explain more to you, and it's hard, especially the lotions. You go in and you buy the wrong lotion. Like you said, put it in the wrong place. You're in trouble.
But, you know, a lot of people are embarrassed to go into an adult shop. I noticed that when I was working security at once. They look all sheepish, and they hold their head down because they don't want you to think bad of them because they're in there, and they said, well, can I have that? Can I have that? And they are so embarrassed, you know, about coming in there, but they only knew sex has been around for ages, from the beginning of time. That's going to be a money seller, regardless.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just want to say real quick, because I know we're getting ready to be off the air. We have a product called Clone a Willie. And if you're with your husband and say he leaves, he's in the service or anything, you can clone his dick and keep it, turn it into a vibrator. It's the same size as him, and you can keep that right at home with you while he's gone. You can still be having sex with your husband.
Wow, this is something that's brand new.
That's a new product, yes. It's called Clone a Willie.
Oh, my mama, so, hey.
Yeah, you can make your own dildos. Make any size you want. You can have small ones, medium, and big. So whatever your body is, everybody's got accustomed to their own body. So if you, some women like small ones, some women like large ones. But you can clone a willy and put a silver bullet in it, and you make your own vibrator. That's something new.
Yeah, and I see a lot of guys are using grapefruits, putting a hole in it, and putting their penis in the grapefruit. But, you know, I just can't understand that. My mind can't wrap around that, because I'm seeing citrus, acid, and that hole in the penis. I just can't wrap my mind around that. Why would you put your penis in a grapefruit and that citrus? That'd be burning, and you'd be thinking something wrong with your behind. You know, really? I don't understand that. But, we got some more callers on the line. Look, callers, if you want to ask a question of all guests, you don't have to be bashful. I'm not going to give out your whole phone number, the last four. But if you want to ask a question, hit the one key. But if not, you can stay in the background and just listen, because, you know, me and Teresa is having a great time. And, that's fine. Okay, you got a question, you want to ask the question. So this is for you, Teresa. Caller, your
call
number is 2326.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, folks. How are you today?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Very good. It's Adam from Central Ohio calling.
Okay.
So, Grandma Teresa, I'm
very
impressed by your business acumen. Just had a few questions for you.
Okay.
You manufacture your own products, or are you a franchisee or agent for, I've heard of Pure Romance, you've probably heard of them. Do you make your own products? Do you get them from multiple places, or do you have a little shop in your garage where you make that clone of Willie and all that stuff?
No, we buy, we're franchised, just like, kind of like Pure Romance. We were called Secret Treasures.
Okay.
So we're just like that. We don't make our own. We get them from different places. We try to shop safe and get everything from different places. But we have stickers on ours where there's no products in there that can hurt you or damage you and things like that. We have guarantees, but we don't make our own.
Well, I hate to be damaged by the clone of Willie, for example, or some other product. And so you sell also formulations, I mean, vitamins and herbs that make you perform better in adult activities,
yes.
I presume. Not just the physical toys.
No, we have a lot of lotions, gels, pills, everything that you need basically for your sex life. And we've been doing it for such a long time. We have a great name. So we've been doing it for a long time. I think our company opened up in 1980 when all the sex stuff started becoming, more open. Yes.
I turned 16 and went to college in 1980. You were doing something a lot more interesting. So you've been doing this then, Grandma, for 42 years?
I've been doing it for actually almost 54 years I started doing it. But we opened up our own company about 40 years ago, yeah.
I was thinking, I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's about technology isn't too smart today.
Okay.
I'll let ladies first.
When I started out, I just worked for another company.
Okay, so you've kind of branched out and doing your own.
Went
thing.
To my own. Yes, sir.
I'm thinking, you know, who needs Dr. Ruth? We have Grandma Teresa.
That's right.
Is she still around?
Oh yeah, I love Dr. Ruth.
I think she
shows us we should talk about sex, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a bodily function, you know, and it keeps you young. Sex is great exercise, as you know.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it works on your body, just like swimming.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm in a radio station that Chris is familiar with, and Dr. Ruth has been on my station a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, she's around. I mean, she's like 95 years old, but she's I think the sex keeps her young, you know. The sex probably keeps her young, Teresa. I mean,
yes,
you know,
it does.
30 years from now, you'll be 100 years old, right, and still be doing this.
That's right.
will. A lot of people act like when they get a certain age, they don't want to have sex anymore. And I don't believe that because my dad was like, you know, his baby, he's still trying to get it going on, you know. And some people act like,
when
you hit 60, you don't want to have sex.
Didn't Rose on the Golden Girls become a widow kind of in the bedroom where her husband passed away during sex? I mean,
yes.
That can happen.
Yes.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. So, Teresa, did you just kind of get into this business because you thought it was fun? Do you have a business degree, or how did you fall into this? Probably weren't a lot of women doing this thing back two generations ago.
Well, I tell you, when I first got into it, there wasn't a lot of companies out there. There was a few, and a lot of them the girls didn't know how to talk. When you get out there and you're talking with people and you're selling the product, you should be using your mouth. You shouldn't have to worry about using words like dick and pussy and stuff, because when I'm talking to a lot of women, if you don't talk blunt to them, they don't understand what you're saying. So you got to talk blunt, and I don't mean to be dirty or, you know, anything like that. It's just how I sold my product, and I was number one for years and years and years. It's just because I talk so blunt, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you have to pretty much tell it like it is. You can still be ladylike, I think, and use these slang terms and mix them with the biological terms.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and I mean, and like anything, it has to be sold. So, okay, well, you know, I admire what you do. You know, you're never too
Thank
old to
you.
Be a business person. And I, you know, admire, as a female, probably not a lot of females who got into this business when you did. And I think it's healthy. You know, it needs to be out in the open. It's part of being a grown-up, especially in, you know, the world's world's gone crazy, you know. And I think a little fun makes the craziness a lot more tolerable.
Yes, yeah, you're right, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. And Terry, I got to say it's Terry and Teresa. I don't want to confuse them because it's kind of the same name. But Terry L., this is one of the more provocative shows. Normally things are pretty tame. I mean, they can be a little politically controversial, but this is really
out there.
Yeah, this is provocative. So, you know, your show has variety. I'll tell you that much. You never quite know what's going to be on.
We all got a story to tell, Adam.
Yeah, you got a psychic on, then an NAACP person, and then we have grandma sex toys. So,
yep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the show. And I'll be listening, folks. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Check out the archive. Thanks again, folks. See, thanks again, Terry, Teresa, and Chris. See you later.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure, a real pleasure to have someone on here like myself who's not afraid to just be honest about what we're dealing with, what we're going through. And the thing is, you know, like, we got to teach our young girls and our young boys, because when they're teenagers and they're going to high school or junior high, a lot of times they are curious and they're getting caught up watching a lot of porn on their computers or their tablets and getting viruses because they're too afraid to ask someone what should they do, you know. But we got to make it so it's okay for that male child or that female child to come to us and say, well, look, you know, everybody's having sex, and I know I'm a virgin, and I feel stupid, I don't know what to do. And we got to encourage healthier talking, because if they listen to their friends, and their friends just as stupid as they are, they ain't going to learn nothing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true,
but,
Terry.
Yeah, but you know something, Teresa, I want you to let everyone know how to get a hold of your stuff, how to get a hold of you, and how soon y'all going to launch that new online where you can order your sex toys in the privacy of your own home?
Yes. I'm going to be on the internet June 1st. It'll be Terry's Toys. So I'm using your name, Terry.
Okay, Terry's Toys.
It'll be Terry's Toys. It'll be Terry's Toys, and we'll be opening up on June 1st on the internet. All you have to do is type in Terry's Toys, and you'll be able to order from the internet, and there'll be a small video of me talking about certain products.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. You know, some, like I said when you first came on, this is home for you. You can always come back. I so appreciate that Chris found you to have you as a guest, you know. And I love talking to you. It's just been so much fun. The time has went by so fast, you know. And before anything and everything, you know, some people are going to hate you. Some people are going to love you. And you know, some, I really don't care because what people think about me don't put food in my stomach and don't pay my bills. So, you know, you either love me or you don't. But I hope that we can get along. We all have a difference of opinion. So I accept
thank
you. Accept me as I am, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you and thank Chris for having me
thank
on. And maybe I can come back in a couple months.
Yeah, part two. You know you can, girl. This is home for you. You can come back anytime you want.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Terry.
You're
I love
welcome.
You, darling. Thanks.
I love you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye, darling. Thanks, Chris. That was an awesome guest you got on here. And on that note, everybody, tune in next week. We got a lot to share with you, and you may get us off of here, but on May the 13th, there will be no show because my grandson will be graduating high school. So on May the 13th, we're going to have a break. It won't be a show. And so Chris will have a day off, and I'll be at the ceremonies watching him walk the stage. So
wow.
It's been a great show, Chris. Thank you so much for bringing Ms. Teresa on here. Man, she's talking about I was hanging out with the
ball
was there, and she was.
No, yeah. Terry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, but I actually hung up. So when did you say? What did you? When's your grandson's graduation? I'm sorry.
It's gonna be May the 13th.
May the 13th. Okay.
Well, yeah, won't be no show May 13th. Mm-hmm. You can probably post them like it won't be no show because Terry's going to graduation. Yeah, but
okay, I will.
But, and you will have a break. So on that note, thank you again for the awesome guest, Grandma Teresa. You know, kind of like mommy and Mother Teresa, but we're a whole different mother. Well, you have a blessed weekend, Chris. I love you, darling.
You too.
And we'll talk
love
again
you.
Soon. All
okay.
right, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.